Unit 26. Absent-mindedly. Beside. Habit. Thief. Rescue. Shame. Confusion. Duly. Enter. Unwrap. Tuck. Arm. Frighten. Notice. Indignantly. Charge. Scorn. A man took all the broken umbrellas in his house to the repairers. 2 days later, on his way to the office, when he got up to leave the streetcar, he absent-mindedly laid hold of the umbrella belonging to a woman beside him, for he was in the habit of carrying one. The woman cried, "Stop, thief!" rescued her umbrella, and covered the man with shame and confusion. That same day, he stopped at the repairer's and received all 8 of his umbrellas duly repaired. As he entered a streetcar with the unwrapped umbrellas tucked under his arm, he was frightened to notice the lady of his morning adventure staring indignantly at him. Her voice came to him charged with a scorn. "Huh! Had a good day, didn't you?"
Unit 27. Barber. Shave. Perform. Minor. Surgery. Blood. Patient. Pull. Vein. Paint. Hide. Bandage. Combination. Symbolize. Match. Flag. In the 1700s, barbers not only gave haircuts and shaves, but also pulled teeth, performed minor surgery, and did bloodletting. During the bloodletting, patients were instructed to hold on to a pole in such a way as to cause the veins in their arms to swell. This pole was usually painted red to hide the blood spatters, and when it was not in use, it was left outside to air. Around the pole were usually wrapped white bandages, which were also put out to air. This red and white combination soon came to symbolize barber shops. After barbers no longer did bloodletting, someone got the idea of using painted red and white poles as the barber's symbol. Blue was added to poles in the United States of America around 1900, probably to match the colors in our flag.
Unit 28. Accurate. Like. Position. Require. Skill. Relative. Continent. Tend. View. Common. Factor. Involve. Influence. Projection. Area. Extra. What happens when you ask someone to draw a map of the world? Few people have a very accurate idea what the world looks like. You might expect some mistakes in the positions of the countries. After all, this is a task that requires a certain skill with a pencil and a good memory. But many people do not even know the relative size of the continents. They tend to enlarge them or make them smaller, according to their point of view. Another common error is the tendency to make Europe too large and Africa too small. People tend to draw the world this way, including the Africans. There are several factors that may be involved here. One factor may be the influence of old maps made with the Mercator projection. This technique makes areas nearer the North Pole seem extra large. Unit 29. Thus. Exaggerate. Ignorance. Lead. Explorer. Southern. Range. Feature. Geography. Politician. Base. Belief. French. Disappear. Thus, a better explanation must lie in people's ideas about the relative importance of the continents. The size of Europe tends to be exaggerated because of its importance in people's minds. Similarly, Africa becomes smaller because people feel it is unimportant. Ignorance about the African continent has led to some enormous errors in map-making. In the late 18th century, a European explorer reported seeing mountains in southern Mali. From that report, a map-maker drew a range of mountains. These Kong Mountains, as he called them, appeared on almost all maps of Africa in the 19th century. They seemed to be an important feature of the continental geography. European politicians and traders made decisions based on their belief in the existence of these mountains. Finally, in the late 1880s, a French explorer proved that there were no mountains in that area of Africa. Only then did the Kong Mountains disappear from maps of Africa.
Unit 30. Define. Elementary. Concentration. Downtown. Urban. Suburb. Transportation. Pretty. Basic. Frequently. Economics. Globe. Decay. Medium. Stretch. Crime. Poverty. What defines a city? Back in elementary school, I remember learning that cities were concentrations of people that had a downtown or central urban area, which was connected to suburbs by some kind of transportation system. That's a pretty basic definition, but these days that pattern is being broken more and more frequently. One change involves that downtown area. As lifestyles and economics have developed, the centers of many cities around the globe have begun to decay. In the downtowns of some medium and large-sized cities in Japan, you can find stretches of shops that have their shutters down even in the middle of a weekday. In some parts of the United States, city centers have become areas of crime and poverty.